The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Buddy Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray's on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing our show today, as we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, June 12, 2018. Hope your week is off to a pretty good start. We are coming to you live from Tucson's Voice. That's AM 1030 KVOI. We have our worldwide live listening. That means if you're near a computer, you'll have no trouble hearing this program anywhere on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Of course, we have all of our podcasts and pretty much every show we have done over the last 7.5 years on my website at buckmastershow.com. Today, we resume our every other month interview series presented by Pima Community College. This series introduces our listeners to the very talented and dedicated educators at Pima Community College. College's five campuses. Today we hear from Hector Acosta, the PCC Director of Military and Veterans Affairs. Mr. Acosta has quite an impressive military background. He retired from the Army as a lieutenant colonel after about 25 years of service. Jorge Luquin is with us as well. Jorge is a former Marine. I guess you're never really a former Marine. He is a Marine.
Always a Marine.
Spent 5 years in active duty, and Jorge is now heading up this new Upward Bound grant program at PCC. It's a $1.3 million grant that's going to help a lot of people, and we'll be talking about that. But let's begin, Hector, with kind of an overview. What's the big picture? First of all, gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hector, tell me a little bit about the services available and how many former members of the service are you serving at Pima?
Well, we presently have just under 800 veterans that are using their benefits to obtain their education. And we have approximately 1,719 what we call military affiliated folks that have declared themselves to be veterans that could include dependents or some active duty personnel.
These people that come to Pima have served our country, and now I think it's wonderful that we're trying to help them.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
And give me some of the services that are available to veterans.
Yes, sir. The Chancellor has made service of our veterans and our active duty personnel one of his priorities, and we are fully engaged in doing everything we can for them. We have a veteran center we're working very hard to make it a premier center at downtown campus, and we are very actively looking at opening veteran spaces at all our campuses. The center and the spaces will have computer commons, we'll have copier service support, we'll have tutors, we'll have an area where veterans can come together among their comrades and camaraderie and just be among people that know what it is to be out there and serve our country.
Jorge Luquin, let's talk about this Upward Bound program. What is it?
It's an opportunity program to help veterans prepare to successfully enter certificate training and education programs. It's actually a nationwide program through the TRIO services, and it's fully funded by the Department of Education to be able to provide assistance with guidance, mentorship, preparation, financial aid help. We help the veterans apply for the benefits that they're eligible for, as well as any kind of financial assistance, so they can begin making preparations, as well as test prep, tutoring, and some instruction in remediation so that they can successfully enter their education programs and maybe even accelerate their process so that they could graduate that much quicker.
And Jorge and Hector, these gentlemen and women that come have served our country, have varying sets of skill levels. Some of them have school advanced, probably they've had some college. How does all of that process work, Hector, to determine where a veteran is in the whole kind of process?
As with every other student, our veterans come in and they have a certificate of eligibility. And if they have some college, they are required to bring in their transcripts. And once they declare their program, they sit down with a veteran advisor and we determine what they need to do to complete either their associates and transfer on to four-year institutions.
Jorge, you want to weigh in on that? Because I think this is so important, because we have many of these men and women have really developed a particular skill set that could be now enhanced through education and really could help them as they go out and get a job.
The transition from what we've termed military ease to civilian ease is a language problem that oftentimes is hard to bridge.
Because it's different. It's different cultures.
Not just different cultures, but there's different certifications. Mm-hmm. There's different governing bodies that provide these certifications. Sometimes the employers know what that is. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes the veterans have difficulty in explaining it because there may be secrecy issues involved in that. And how do you explain that to an HR person? You know, when you're trying to get a job, when you're trying to transition and make that transition fluidly, with the acquisition of certificates, with the acquisition of degrees, then you could be able to more easily facilitate that and now speak in a language that is understood by employers, that is desirable to HR personnel, management, and staff, so that you could more fluidly transition through the process and get those jobs that you do deserve, get those jobs that you are seeking that can help you thrive and help your family thrive.
Are there jobs available for these veterans?
Oh, there's a huge amount of
jobs
in Tucson.
Yeah.
A lot of these jobs are somewhat hidden in the Tucson area, but there are a lot of huge employers here. There are a lot of companies, for example, like Raytheon, the U of A, that are obvious, but there's also other employers that are not so obvious, EMT.
Police.
Right.
Emergency technicians.
Right.
Yeah.
And also there's hidden jobs in other areas. For example, the mines oftentimes employ not just miners, but also engineers, technicians, IT techs, administrators, and there's lots of other fields that are out here. Aviation doesn't just use aviation techs. They need personnel to man their offices. They need personnel to do a lot of the groundwork and support work. And a lot of these other jobs are oftentimes hidden because they're not as well advertised as they should be. But there's agencies that are out there in the community that are willing to help refer the veterans to these employers to make the process that much more seamless by providing with resume help, with interview help, as well as they're connecting to the colleges to be able to provide those certificates and trainings to make that process a lot more seamless. And that's where Hector and I come in. Hector is a great navigator and is able to get the veterans through the process as efficiently as possible.
And Hector has spent time in the military and law enforcement, in military police, and that could translate, I would think, pretty darn easy, because we have a shortage of law enforcement officers in various communities, namely right here in Tucson.
Sir.
So
yes, sir.
That's a real opportunity, is it not, Hector?
Yes, sir, it is. And As our SPs from the Air Force and our military police from Fort Huachuca separate, they still come in looking for that law enforcement associate's degree so they can start applying and be competitive in our law enforcement agencies here in the city and local.
How do folks, if we've got some veterans listening, if they want to get involved, Jorge and Hector, what do you suggest? What should be the next step, gentlemen?
Well, I guess for on the department side, I would say enter any of our campuses and ask, may I speak to the veteran advisor? Every campus has a veteran advisor, and they will be glad to sit down with them and explore what is it they need to do to get their benefits started, what is available for them, and then they can also go to the veteran spaces and talk to other veterans about what the college offers to them. And those that are not quite ready yet or lack confidence to get into the college directly, they can go to Veterans Upper Bound, get prepared, and go into the college with confidence.
Well, it sounds like, Jorge, there are all sorts of opportunities, and that's the good news.
Yes, there are. And The peer support network that Hector has established is just fantastic. He has set up within his department not just the staff and personnel to be able to support the veterans, but also the peers, so that when the veteran comes in, they could see other veterans just like them who've experienced the registrations, the enrollments that have worked with professors and can guide the veteran through the process through a personal experience.
All right. Jorge Luquin, who is heading up the Upward Bound program at Pima Community College, and Hector Acosta. Hector is the Director of Military and Veterans Affairs. Thank you, gentlemen, both. And again, a veteran can talk to anyone at the five campuses. And the website is a good place, too, as well,
yes,
right, Hector?
Absolutely.
Pima.edu, and just go from there. Gentlemen, all the best to you, and I appreciate learning about what is being done to help our veterans in the community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to all the veterans for their service and
definitely
sacrifice.
I say amen to that. Well, I'm getting hungry, gentlemen, and one of our fine sponsors is Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. If you're up near Swan and Sunrise right now, this would be a great time to go by and have lunch. And the bread that will come on your sandwich was probably coming out of the oven just a couple of hours ago. Steve and Sherry, the owners, do just a great job with all those European baked goods, breads, pastries, cakes, and those brownies are delicious as well. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery, and there's also a link to all of our fine partners, including Pima Community College. And again, their website is very easy, pima.edu. We'll be right back. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday during the noon hour, a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasachek, plus Dr. Victoria Mazes. She's the executive director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI. Anywhere in the world live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And I don't have to look far to consult with my financial advisor for the Buckmaster Show because he is here. Shelley Fishman. Hello, Shell.
Bill, how are you doing today?
Doing very well, and we could probably expand our 10 minutes into like an hour at least.
Okay, I'm ready.
We have so much to talk about, really. You've got all of the international news, what went on or didn't go on at the G7, the Singapore situation, stuff's going on in London with Brexit. Let's begin with Korea.
Okay, well...
Did it affect the markets?
Of course, you can't tell for sure.
Okay.
I think the idea that we have a at least temporary measure of stability, and we're not going to do sound and fury or whatever, fire and fury in the next couple of months, that's probably relieving for the markets, especially the Asian markets.
But I think a lot of that might have been built in anyway.
I think
that many people thought that we were going to see a huge disagreement or anything. I had said yesterday on the political face-off that I thought the news release was even written before.
It was.
before the conference
apparently
began.
That was actually
so that's what I was getting
announced.
At there. Yeah.
But the real question, of course, is what's going to happen going forward? And is there a way to bring the most affected allies, namely Japan and South Korea, on board into the same pattern? Whatever the pattern is that is negotiated. My fear, of course, is that in an effort to find a peaceful solution for South Korea, we alienate Japan and some of the other allies in the South Pacific. That, of course, could cause rearmament and tensions. Now, that's not my area of expertise, but anytime you have those kinds of fears, it increases uncertainty on the one hand. On the other hand, you have increased military spending, which is always good for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So it's, countervailing forces.
Well, putting aside the international developments, we have something coming up. Actually, I think it's tomorrow, Shelley. The Fed Open Market Committee.
Yeah, so
that's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. They're meeting today and tomorrow, and they will announce, I think it's 2:30 Eastern Time, their decision on interest rates for the next quarter. And the good money is saying that they will raise interest rates another 0.25%. That will be the second interest rate increase this year. And then you have to read the tea leaves because you have to listen to the statements that come out of the Open Market Committee meeting to see whether we're going to have one or two more raises this year. And most importantly, how the Fed is looking at economic growth and inflation. Because there are so many things that are happening now that appear to be unique in terms of econometrics. So we have close to full employment, but we don't have inflation. Everybody says it's on the horizon. The horizon keeps on getting further and further away. And so it's difficult to know exactly what kind of economic patterns are being reestablished as the economy normalizes. At the same time, we have added stimulus from the tax cut. After all, corporations got a 40% tax cut, and we're repatriating a bunch of money from overseas. That's not a long-term fix, but in the short term, this year and maybe the first half of next year, it could be stimulative to the economy. And you would expect a leading indicator like for instance, equity markets, to build that in. You're seeing some of it, but, you know, quite frankly, I don't think the markets are as optimistic about where the economy is going as some of our politicians may be.
Then we have Brexit that continues to be a factor, certainly, because I've got our, what is our largest trading partner, is certainly.
Well, Europe is our largest trading
yes,
partner.
Yes, the EU, right?
As a unit. I think our largest single trading partner is still Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, you know.
I better not say that. Yeah, I was
really, there's a place in somewhere.
Yeah, yes, I was thinking, well, at least they were yesterday.
At least yesterday.
I don't know where they are today, but anyway.
But Europe as a whole is our largest trading partner, and anything that affects the economy of Europe as a whole is going to ripple into our economy as well. The politics, and we've talked about this a bunch, the politics within the UK for and against Brexit are playing themselves out. And there is now a bill that has been passed by the House of Lords to really limit the kind of Brexit that Theresa May can negotiate with the EU. And that is very alarming to many people. And so that thing has been now amended 14 or 15 times in the House of Lords. It goes to the House of Commons, where those amendments could either be passed and essentially we have a nothing burger there, or if those amendments remain as part of that bill, it's essentially a no-confidence vote in Theresa May's ability to stand firm on a very strong Brexit.
Let's go to the live line, 790-2040. Richard has a question or comment.
Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Shelley.
Hey.
Shelley, I wanted to ask you, Trump keeps saying that Canada has treated us really badly, and so has Mexico, and the EU has just treated us horribly. Of course, China's been terrible. But, you know, the fact is, Shelley, did we not enter those trade agreements openly? Did we not say we would do these trade deals? We signed documents and agreements, and weren't we most willing to go to China and embrace ultra-cheap labor? Are we really a victim?
Well, first of all, I don't feel we're a victim. Richard, thank you for the question. There's two parts to that question that I think are very important. One is, what are the real facts about our trade surplus or trade deficit with our
Canada,
largest neighbor to the north? And if you just take a look at goods, materials, we do have a trade deficit. If you take a look at goods and services, you get a more complex story. And I've been seeing different figures over the past couple of days, some indicating that we actually have a trade surplus,
mm-hmm.
And others indicating that it's about a push. Mm-hmm. So, in certain industries and dairy and certain things, the Canadians have chosen to be very protective of their industries. In others, they have chosen not to be. And yes, those were all negotiated agreements. They've been working pretty well. Why you would stir that pot, I can't imagine.
Well, he brings up a good point. We did go into that in good faith.
Absolutely.
These negotiated deals.
All of these negotiated deals. One of the things, and again, we get into politics here, but to the extent that those deals do not represent treaties that were approved by Congress,
mm-hmm.
then it's up to each president and each executive
to revisit
them.
Yeah,
and that can't make our trading partners feel very secure. And when you have a situation like that, again, insecurity, uncertainty, that plays out in the marketplace, in the markets, as high volatility at a very minimum, and in some cases, stagnation. And so what we're seeing now since the end of January is essentially market stagnation. We've finally crossed over 25,000 again and appear to be glued above that number. That's good because we could break north from there. or we could fall back again. We're seeing other things, Bill, this week. I mean, it's an incredible week for things that affect the market. We've got a bond auction of Italian bonds. We've got Russians are going to make a statement about interest rates in Russia. And also the EU is announcing in not only interest rate changes this week, but also a backing away from some of the stimulation that they've been doing. So there's so much going on in the markets. And as you see, I mean, we started off a little bit north and we got flat today, and now we're down a little bit, but the NASDAQ is up. So it's very difficult for an advisor and for clients to make any short-term decisions. As a result, stick with the long-term. Stick with what you really believe is going to happen over the next couple of years. Make that bet and go with it.
All right. Good advice from Shelley Fishman. Shelley, I hope you have a great week. Thank you, sir.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This This is Bill Buckmaster. Many people ask me what it will take to make our community a better place. Well, it takes all of us. Our greatest resources are retired people with a lifetime of experience, skills, and resources that could be used to transform our community. Many of you come from somewhere else and haven't fully connected. Our community needs you and needs you now. I encourage you to find a nonprofit or church and join them in helping to transform Tucson. Your retirement could be the most productive time in your life. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of the program is presented by our fine sponsors over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Wonderful people over there in a beautiful portion of the southwestern United States. So many great places to stay and so many recreation opportunities, including just getting away from the Tucson heat. How's that? Where it's 10 to 15 degrees cooler over in Silver City because of that elevation. I strongly suggest you take a look at their fine website. Go to Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. Well, let's bring in now Danny Morales. Mr. Morales, born and raised in Douglas, Arizona. He's a commissioned officer in the U.S. Naval Reserve, a certified peace officer in Arizona, serving as a reserve deputy with the Cochise County Sheriff's Department. He's the former vice mayor and councilman in Douglas, Arizona, and he is one of four Republican candidates hoping to advance from the August 28th primary into the general election in Congressional District Number 2. Mr. Morales, a pleasure, sir.
Pleasure is mine, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Tell me a little bit about why you made this decision to run for Congress, Danny.
Well, sir, I have a servant's heart, and I see the district from north to south, east to west as my family. I feel that I'm the best qualified person with that servant's heart, that experience of leadership at the federal, the state, the regional, county, and local level. I feel that I'm best qualified to serve the interest of our constituents, who I consider my family.
I'm looking at your resume, and I have to tell you, it's extremely impressive. You've done a lot. I don't know how old you are, but you've sure done a lot so far in your lifetime. What have been some of the kind of formulative experience that you think would translate well, Danny Morales, to Congress?
So I look at all the centers of gravity in our district, those being the border, those being the University of Arizona, our community colleges, our two bases, the rural parts of our district, the stuff that I'm intimately familiar with. And I have connections to every single one of those things. I live three blocks from the border. As a certified peace officer, I know border security more than any other candidate who's running. I've served and worked on both bases, both Fort Huachuca and Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. I relied upon their benefits. My family did as well. So I know the role that they play in our district. I graduated from the University of Arizona, class of 2000, biochem degree, English lit minor, you know, both arts and sciences background. And then I recently walked in Pima Community College's commencement back in May. So I'm also a youth pastor and a substitute teacher. I am an employee of the Douglas Unified School District. So I'm tied into student populations as well. And I understand their needs, and I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve all those centers of gravity to fight to keep Davis-Monthan and Fort Huachuca alive and to serve their interests. And of course, my family. That's in Douglas, three blocks away from the border itself, and five blocks away from the port of entry. My ward included the first 5 to 8 streets of Douglas. So there's no other candidate who's running right now who's as familiar with binational trade and border security.
And you say these centers of the kind of the centers of gravity of this CD2, it's very interesting. It's on one hand more of the rural area of Cochise County, then you have the urban area of Tucson, and you feel that you could translate both of those areas into something that will be beneficial to everybody.
Absolutely. So I'm a, if you will, plug and play type candidate. I started my family here in Tucson. I joined the Navy in Tucson. My firstborn was born in Tucson, and I'm a graduate of three different Tucson-based schools, including the Police Academy on Wilmot. So pretty much every street address that I lived on, lived at here in Tucson is in Congressional District 2. So I'm intimately familiar with Tucson, as well as the rural parts of Cochise County. I patrolled four of the six areas that our agency splits our county apart. So I know Cochise County like the back of my hand because it's my backyard. But I can also say the same thing of Davis-Monthan and Fort Huachuca as well. My unit that I'm currently in right now, my reserve unit supports the Air Operations Center on board Davis-Monthan. And it's my second stint in a unit that in some way or fashion supports Davis-Monthan Air Operations.
We're speaking with Danny Morales. He's one of the four Republican candidates in CD2. Let's quickly go through now. Danny, we've talked about your background. Let's go through this platform. Give me kind of the short answer. Border security.
Border security, I believe in a wall. I believe in more agents. I believe in more surveillance means. And I believe in tightening up all our immigration controls.
National security.
National security. We just recently saw, just yesterday, a great historic summit between two leaders. I support the president's agenda in that capacity as it concerns North Korea. And I want a strong military, and that goes directly towards national security interests.
Education.
Education. Probably one of the only Republicans who has this in his platform. I believe in the best education possible. I believe in freeing up federal lands, returning them back to the private citizenry, which will increase our tax base. But not only that, I believe in protecting our schools. I believe in arming several of our staff members, allowing them that opportunity. I know that's a controversial stance, but I wholeheartedly believe that. I'm very passionate about that. I'm a Second Amendment's right advocate. But I also believe in more funding towards our schools.
Hardening the target in effect at our schools.
Absolutely. Doing a comprehensive threat assessment survey of every single school, public, private, charter, what have you. Yes.
How about trade with Mexico?
You're
right on the border.
Absolutely. $4 to $6 billion worth of binational trade every year. Douglas relies on its sales tax base from the cross-border traffic. Extremely important that we kickstart the port of entry project. Like I said, the downtown port is five blocks away from my house. The commercial port is going to be situated outside of Douglas City proper on 80 acres that's already been purchased. This initiative has been in discussion for at least, since 2006. We own 320 acres out there already on the outside of town dedicated to that. We need to kickstart that program, and I look forward to continuing working on that initiative as I did as a council member and vice mayor.
We've got a real aerospace corridor with Raytheon, of course, anchoring it. You have Jim Cantrell and what he's doing at Vector Space Systems. You've got all of this kind of a synergy that is developing, Danny Morales, around Tucson's aerospace industry.
Absolutely. So aerospace is key to Southern Arizona. It's key to its economy. 14,000 jobs. The single largest employer is Raytheon here in the Tucson area. And I am committed to fighting to keep Raytheon and other contractors like it here in the area. But not only that, expanding its base of operations. I want to see more jobs coming to this district. And not only just jobs, mind you, I want to see high-paying jobs. And I want to help in that area tremendously. And I see new opportunities out there where corporations like Raytheon can branch out into other areas of the economy and critical infrastructure that they haven't done so before. And I know that the work is already present out there for them to do so, to exploit those opportunities. I look at the Wilcox Playa, for instance. The Wilcox Playa, which is probably about 45 minutes away from home, it's a wonderful place where we could have base of operations for launch and recovery of space exploration vehicles. We have Dark Sky in Portal, Arizona. I would love to see an observatory there. So I really want to explore new opportunities of jobs, as well as and put CD2 on the map when it comes to aerospace.
All right, Danny Morales, out of time, but there was one other issue that I know you would like to talk about, and I want to bring it up, agriculture. You're pretty passionate about biotech.
Absolutely. So my background is biochem. I have research experience at the University of Arizona, UMC, and Arizona Cancer Center. But I want to really help our agricultural workers and our interests there in Cochise County as well as some of the rural areas of Pima County. I want to see technology exploited to the max potential there to help our farmers and to increase our yields and to increase our export ability.
All right, Danny Morales, where can people find out more about your candidacy?
Thank you so much for asking, Bill. To all your listeners, they can go to my website, please, DannyDJMorales.com, DannyDJMorales.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Facebook. My handle is at DannyDJMorales. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Morales. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Some exciting news from one of our sponsors, Green Things, teaming up with Zocalo. Zocalo over there near the corner of Country Club and Broadway. All of that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America now available at a drastically reduced price because Zocalo will be moving over to Green Things on River Road on their 13-acre site. So again, it's a great opportunity to take advantage of a pre-moving sale at Zocalo near the corner of Country Club and Broadway. We're coming up in we're just a few seconds short of 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. Our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report with Margaret Regan of the Tucson Weekly, that's next. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
With spring in the air, summer will be here before you know it. At Bon Voyage Travel, we want to help you stay cool through the hot summer months, and there's no better way than a Holland America cruise to Alaska. There are hundreds of dates and itineraries to create your perfect Alaska vacation. Why not add a Rocky Mountaineer train journey while you're there to explore all of North America? Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110 or visit bvtravel.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. The Fox is thrilled to announce, and they should be thrilled. I mean, it's a terrific lineup of 2018-2019 schedule of shows. Some really big shows, including Ambrosia, Melissa Etheridge, Ricky Lee Jones, and Andreas Osborne, Trace Bundy, Don McLean, Herb Alpert, and Lanny Hall, Joan Osborne, Joanne Cash, Chinese Warriors of Peking, on and on it goes, Sesame Street Live. To view all of the great shows, go to foxtucson.com. Also, the members-only tickets are now on sale. The public on sale begins June 19th at noon. Purchase tickets early for the best seats and be certain to view the deal of the season details at foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan. She is the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer. Margaret started writing for the Weekly back in 1990. She's the author of two very well-received popular books on immigration. The most recent is titled Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, Bill, except for this heat.
Well, I heard you got away for a couple of days.
You did. Yes, I did. I was in Silver City, New Mexico.
One of our fine sponsors. And, of course, I mentioned earlier that Silver City is a great place to go in the Tucson summer because it's cooler.
Well, a little bit cooler, Bill. We went out hiking and desert-like conditions in the 90s, and I must say, it felt hot.
Well, instead of being over 100, it is, it's a little cooler and can be 10 degrees cooler. But anyway, you had a cover story, and it have one currently. The current Tucson Weekly has your piece that about Etherton Gallery.
Yeah.
It's an important photo show that's up.
Yeah, well, I actually wrote about two venues opening new photography shows this past Saturday. One was Etherton Gallery, and the other was the Center for Creative Photography. Etherton is doing a really fun summer show, Masters of 20th Century Photography. And, you know, it's a tribute to the in-depth holdings of that gallery that all the many, many, many photos in this show are in their own archive. You know, it's almost like a museum, and they actually hung this show in a museum-like fashion. But we're seeing, you know, many great masters of the 20th century. We see Ansel Adams and Weston, those people that we would expect to see, but also a lot of artists who were moving more towards modernism after World War II. Robert Frank, who's in photography circles, really well-known guy. He was from Switzerland. He came to the United States in the 40s and 50s, and photographed American life, sort of typical American life, you know, with a little bit with a foreigner's eye, and he's got some really good things in there. A famous one called Men of Air, Macy's Day Parade, New York. This kind of eerie look at the Macy's Day Parade, you know, the Thanksgiving tradition, with a tiny floating body way, way up in the sky. And it made me think, you know, this was shot just after World War II. There was just sort of a feeling of a body ascending into the heavens, just kind of noting what the nation and the world had just been through. So all kinds of great stuff. And it's really fun to have them all coming up, you know, Margaret Bourke-Waite, Annie Leibovitz, you know, who's still working as a photographer.
Yeah.
Harry Callahan, Danny Lyon, who's a gallery regular. We've seen a lot of his great stuff. Early civil rights images and his series on Texas prisons.
My goodness. So, Terry Etherton has a fantastic back room of all of these greats. It's almost like he has a mini center for creative photography at his own gallery.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, when he tells the story of how he moved to Tucson, I think he was coming from San Francisco, he went to the Center for Creative Photography and he said to himself, well, this is the place for me. But, you know, Terry's really established himself as a nationally known photography dealer. If you ever go down to that gallery, you hear him on the phone all the time. He's always working, you know, selling works and acquiring works. So we're lucky to have them right here in Tucson, and this is all free. You know, it's like a really great museum-quality show all summer long to enjoy.
And both shows are going to be up for a while, correct?
Yeah.
The one
yeah.
at the Center for Creative Photography and then at Terry Etherton's.
Yeah, Terry's through the summer. And then the new show at the Center for Creative Photography is going to run all the way through Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that's really an interesting thing. You know, they've had discussions, disagreements, arguments at the Center for Creative Photography
oh, yeah.
over the years. You know, they have this amazing collection of 20th century, primarily 20th century giants, you know, that they started with Ansel Adams, Edward Weston, all those, you know, household names. And so they have this gigantic archive of older work, and the tension has always been, well, what about, you know, photography moving forward as an art form? What about the young photographers of the 21st century? And all the experimentation that's going on with photography. So I think this is a really interesting way to bridge the gap. They have created a new room within the galleries that they're calling the Heritage Gallery. And what they're doing is pairing a work of what I call in my article, one of the old guard, say Ansel Adams, with a much later photographer and putting the two works, kind of two sets of works, in conversation with each other. So you see somebody from, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s with the work of somebody operating in the 21st century.
Which makes sense because yeah. photography didn't end in the 20th century.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. yeah. So, you know, there's a new director over there, Ann Breckenridge Barrett. Hmm. And in fact, I'm going to have the chance to interview her tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And she comes from Chicago.
In my hometown.
Well, she was the director of the Museum of Contemporary Art. Mm. So she comes from a contemporary perspective, not necessarily, only partly photography. But so, you know, I'm excited to talk to her and find out, you know, if this is kind of a new, fresh look that she brought in. And I'm sure, you know, working in conjunction with the curator at the center. So this will be interesting to see that, you know, they're trying to address that tension. And as she says in a statement, you know, and released with the show, she said, you know, this will give the center an opportunity to encourage dialogue about how photography has evolved over its lifespan. And I think that's a very admirable goal.
It is. And I do want to touch on what will be an upcoming piece in the Tucson Weekly, and it's your favorite area, dance.
Yeah. Okay, so this was very interesting for me because, as you mentioned earlier in the show, I do a lot of writing about immigration, and, you know, as you know, it's been very much in the news of late, families coming to the border in very large numbers from Central America and mostly seeking asylum. So I was down in Nogales two weeks ago, and saw, you know, sort of the most heartrending scenes you are going to see. Nursing mother sitting on the floor, nursing her baby, fathers with sons and daughters, mothers with children, pregnant women, all waiting at the port of entry to have the chance to present their case for asylum. And when I was down there 2 weeks ago, the wait was 6 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and these people were sleeping outside in this heat. You know, it's a little cooler in Nogales, not too much. But being very well tended to by the people of Nogales, Sonora, people bringing food. And then I learned that about a week after that, there were local groups that offered to house them during the night so that they didn't have to sleep outside. So by coincidence, in a way, Zuzi Dance Company was already preparing a show called Journeys. And as you know, we're in a worldwide refugee crisis. We see those images of people in the Mediterranean, people trying to get to Italy, people trying to get to Greece, both from the Middle East and from Africa. I've read that this is like the biggest refugee crisis since World War II, when we had many millions of people after the war, you know, trying to find a place to live.
And quickly, I'm about out of time. The Zuzi dance, quickly.
Yeah, so the Zuzi dance is called Journeys. It's this Friday and Saturday night, and many of the dances are shaped around refugee issues.
Hmm. All righty. We will look for that. Margaret Regan, always a pleasure. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Great talking to you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, and the Fox is thrilled about the 2018-2019 schedule. And I want to quickly share with you some of the great acts coming up. Don McLean, Herb Alpert, and Lanny Hall. That's going to be a great show. They've got An Irish Christmas, Tapestry Album Live, Sesame Street Live, and comedian Gene Robertson. All of those great acts, Roseanne Cash, on and on it goes. There's a great lineup, and probably the best way for you to find out about it would be to go to foxtucson.com to check out what shows are available. And of course, right now it's members only on sale, but then the public on sale begins June 19th at noon. Go to foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Ray helping Mike out. The two of them put together a very entertaining and informative 2 hours from 4 to 6. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. Me, Bill Buckmaster, with Steve Kasacek and Dr. Victoria Mazes. Should be a great hour tomorrow at 12:04. On behalf of Ray, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.